I'll tell you something, Scagnetti, in all of my days in the penal business, and that ain't no small amount of days, right, boys?
Oh, no.
Ricky and Mallory Knox are without doubt the most twisted, depraved pair of shit fucks it has ever been my displeasure to lay my goddamn eyes on. I'm telling you, these two motherfuckers are a walking reminder of just how fucked up this system really is.
Don't get me started, okay, boy? Don't get me started.
Dwight. You call me Dwight.
They killed a shitload of inmates and guards.
Three inmates, five guards, one shrink all in 1 year's time. Open that goddamn gate.
Yes, sir.
Psychiatrist?
Yeah, Mickey's better half. Miss Mallory strangled his ass when he made the dumbass mistake of asking what her parents liked. She done it all shot up on tranquilizers, too. Big long grin. Ain't that the truth? Listen, I got another big lie. Love makes the world go round.
Hey, how's
a fellow like you get to be a specialist in psychos anyway?
Well, actually, Dwight, I'd recommend having your mother killed by one. After that happened, I developed a rather keen interest in the subject. You know?
What happened?
Well, I was born and spent the first part of my life in Texas.
Oh, that's funny. You don't have an accent.
I don't want to talk like those assholes.
Well, you know, my mother was from Texas.
I meant those other assholes. The ones who used to beat the shit out of me. Anyway, one day when I was 8 years old, my mother
fired up about
my mother. I went out to play in the park.
Hey, go on!
It would be the same day Charles Whitman, he climbed to the top of the University of Texas Tower and started shooting strangers.
And you was with her?
Sure was. You see, the thing is, Dwight, I didn't hear any shots. I didn't hear any of them. Now, one minute I'm walking with my mother, and all of a sudden, chest explodes. She hits the ground, right? And I'm just looking at her. Her forearm flies off, her hip explodes, and I'm not hearing any of these shots, right?
Fucking
boom! The chest explodes, right? I spent all goddamn day lying flat on the grass, being eaten alive by fucking ants, and thinking, what happened to my mom? You know? And ever since then, I've had a strong opinion about the psychopathic friends that thrive today in America's fast food culture. I tend not to exhibit the self-discipline, you know, becoming of a peace officer.
You got it right, Jack. You got it right.
So you don't mind, do you, if I call you Jack?